We've got Tara Tonsetic on the line with Northeast Ohio Parent. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get into the festivities this weekend. Camp Fair 2019, as I mentioned, this Saturday, 10 to 2 at Crocker Park. What are the details? Who's going to be there?
Great. Thanks so much. Yes. So as one of the largest camp fairs here in our region, we're doing one West Saturday and then one East the following Saturday. We will have a variety of camps representatives from those that would be overnight camps to sports camps to STEM camps. Any camp that a parent is looking to send their kid to in the summer will have a great variety represented. There will be a lot of interactive crafts and hands-on activities, so please feel free to bring the whole family, all of your kids, even if they're not of camp age. There's a lot to do for families, and it's all free for attendees to come to.
Now, are these camps that are regional, or are they kind of all over the country, or how's it work?
Most of the camps represented are all based in Northeast Ohio. So we are looking, as we grow and expand our Camp Fair program, we do them once a year, like I said, east side, west side. We are looking to bring more people in that would be more regionally based and out of state even, but locally right now we're looking at Northeast Ohio.
One of the things that will be available to those who show up on Saturday, too, are camp scholarships. Can you explain the process behind this and how these scholarships become available?
Sure. So each attendee will get a raffle ticket as they come in, and we will be raffling off a variety of scholarships throughout the event from 10 to 2. We would like to thank our sponsors of the event, Camp Fitch and Falcon Camp, are sponsoring our West Side, and our sponsors are the ones putting out the scholarships for attendees.
And it sounds like you guys cover a lot of different activities here, too, which is really cool because it seems like there's a camp for just about everyone. But you had mentioned the age range a little bit earlier, too. So what's the general age range you guys are looking at for kids who want to attend camps this summer?
Sure. Some of them start as early as, like, preschool, kindergarten, age 6, on up through teenage years of 18. So it's there's a variety of options out there available in all age ranges.
Again, this Saturday, Camp Fair 2019, 10 to 2 at Crocker Park. Tara Tonsetic with Northeast Ohio Parent joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon to tell us all about it. Now, it's more than just an opportunity to check out what kinds of camps are available. The kids are coming too, but you guys have a lot of activities available for kids that come to this thing. What kinds of activities are available?
Yes, we'll actually have Jungle Terry there. He's coming with all of his animal friends at 12 p.m., as well as some interactive crafts and hands-on activities that each exhibitor will be bringing. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for kids to stay engaged as parents are shopping around to get camp information.
Tara, do you think it's a good idea to bring kids along, too, so they can kind of see what the camps are all about and everything?
Yes, we encourage it. And also the first 250 families to register will receive a free I'm a Happy Camper t-shirt.
Very cool stuff. And it seems like, you know, the kids would really have a blast here also. And it's important to bring them along, I think, because if you're going to send them to a summer camp, you know, they kind of sort of need to approve of this process as well. I think that's a big, big part of it. About how many camps do you guys think will be there in attendance?
Sure. We're looking at 45-plus camps on site for Saturday.
And you mentioned that they kind of range. So, like, about how many of those are considered sports camps? About how many are considered STEM camps? And how many are considered your typical summer camp?
I would say a good majority of them are, day camps, summer camps. And then a lot of places out there will provide a variety of camps. Some of them will do sports, STEM. They'll have a variety of topics to choose from. So I think there's an even mix of those represented. Some are just sports related, but most of them do have a broad range of, they can pick from STEM, sports, cooking, just a variety, arts and crafts. There's a variety out there that they're just not pitching one topic, but cover a variety of areas.
So you guys have cooking camps as well?
Some of the camps, schools that will be on site do have interactive camps like cooking, theater. So there's a variety of different areas that kids can choose from, yes.
So how do you guys go about the selection process to determine which camps are going to be represented at Saturday's fair?
We open it to schools, And any company that's really education-focused, we have a swim school coming that does interactive swimming camps throughout the summer. So any type of school that's engaging in putting on camps, as well as any type of educational outlet that's putting together or putting on a camp, I should say, that would be beneficial to a parent.
Is this the first year you guys have done this?
This is actually the first year on the west side, so our first time at Crocker Park at Market Square, their venue there on site. And this will be our second year. Next Saturday, the 9th, we're doing Camp Fair East with Hawkins School in Lyndhurst.
So what originally drove the need for the summer camp fair? Because I think it's fascinating how you have so many different types of camps who are going to be represented at Saturday's event. What drove the need for this?
You know, through our magazine at Northeast Ohio Parent, we found the need that a lot of our advertisers coming to us were camps and schools. You know, a lot of those schools as advertisers were putting on camps. So we felt it important as part of our model to kind of have that that in-person events as part of our outreach. Brad Mitchell, our publisher and founder of Northeast Ohio Parent Magazine, came up with the idea and partnered with Hawken initially last year, and it was such a great success. We're continuing there this year, and we expanded west to kind of hit that west side demographic as well.
Well, yeah, with over 45 camps coming to Saturday's event, too, I would say that the idea originally was met with open arms, for sure. I mean, it sounds like a terrific idea for camps who are going to be opening up their businesses to basically everybody in the listening area over the summertime. This is a golden opportunity to get out in front of the parents and the kids to show them what they've got. And again, it seems like you guys have a lot of the bases covered there as well, ranging from STEM camps to cooking camps to sports camps to your traditional summer camps as well. And well, I think it's interesting that it comes up this Saturday, because looking out the window right now, I think the last thing I think of is what are my kids going to do over the summertime, but this is actually pretty good timing because it gives us a nice little glimpse as to what the weather eventually is going to look like again, right?
For sure, and it actually gets you out of the cold house into an area where you're thinking of summer. You're thinking of, you know, it being warm and fun times, and getting the kids out of the house. You get cooked up in the winter sometimes, so it's good to get out of the house and do something interactive, as well as get this information so you can plan accordingly for what you're doing this upcoming summer.
Yes, it kind of relieves you for a few hours anyways of cabin fever, and I think we're all struggling with that at this point in the wintertime.
For sure. Yes, we are.
Now, we're not getting any reprieval either the next few days here, because it's only supposed to get worse, so maybe that'll help get a few more bodies out there on Saturday as well. Tara, before we let you loose, how do our listeners access information for Saturday's event? Where can they go online and get more information?
Yes, we would love for them to register. Registration is not required, but we're encouraging it so we could see numbers. They can visit campfairwest2019.eventbrite.com. It'll take them right to our registration page. They'll be able to register online and obtain a list of everyone who's going to be on site. We hope, encourage people to sign up and see them on Saturday.
Very, very awesome stuff. Again, Camp Fair 2019 is this Saturday, 10 to 2 at Crocker Park, the new Market Square building. Tara, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us, and we hope that Saturday you guys get a big turnout.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.